Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Welcome back to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're starting a new month off. This is the month of October, and we're glad to have you listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. You got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. And last week, when you think things couldn't get any worse in our nation, and it was a horrible time. It's so painful to watch the testimony going on in the Judicial Committee of the United States Senate when he had Judge Kavanaugh, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, and his accuser, Dr. Ford. And it was, well, let me sum it up with a clip from Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. And after that horrible day, of a full day of Senate testimony, and the next day, the senators came together and spoke about that. And this is what Senator Kennedy of Louisiana had to say, what he called it.
As someone put it in an article this morning, a grotesque carnival. In my opinion, this has been an intergalactic freak show.
There you have it, in the colorful language of Senator Kennedy, an intergalactic freak show. And that's really what it was. I mean, you saw a political, raw fight coming from the Democratic side that was just, they go back to the McCarthy hearings in the 1950s when somebody finally stood up to Senator McCarthy and said, "Have you no shame?" That's the Democratic side that was just freaking out with Judge Kavanaugh there. And I will say, the overall perspective, it was a freak show. But it was not coming from the Republican side. They got criticized because with Dr. Ford, they didn't ask her questions, but they hired an outside counsel who was experienced in sex crimes and prosecuting, from a prosecutor's office in Arizona, and I call her the powder puff girl. She was so easy on Dr. Ford, not asking tough questions, keeping things on a low keel. And actually, this is what I feel about last week. When it built up to the day of testimony, it had been delayed and delayed. They finally had testimony on Thursday, and after 10 days of delay, Judge Kavanaugh was chomping at the bits to, you know, to save his name and to defend himself and his family. And he was really on the line because, like they said, if Dr. Ford comes across and shows that she's right and he's wrong, then not only does he not get on Supreme Court, he'll be thrown off the court he's on now as a judge. And so he had so much at stake, and he defended very vehemently what he's accused of was completely false. So that's, but before he got up there, in Dr. Ford's long testimony, the powder puff prosecutor from Arizona spoke for Republicans, and she did have trouble, it seemed like, trying to get to the details because she only had 5 minutes at a time, and then the Democrats would go in and then she'd get five more minutes. And so it didn't look like tough questions, and they were maybe some tough questions. And she did say at the end of it all, she advised the Republicans that she would not put a case like this up for prosecution, that there was not enough evidence there. But that all being said, Dr. Ford really came across as credible, likable in a way, and she was winning. I tell you, you know, it looked like, well, this lady is not only credible, but it was just like she wasn't getting tough cross-examination questions. And then the afternoon, Judge Kavanaugh came on. He came on strong in defending himself. And then the Republicans again allowed this powder puff prosecutor to easily ask him questions. But it was just basically the Republicans wanting to get Judge Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court were losing. I mean, that's in Doc Holliday's estimation. They were losing the hearing. And then this is when, well, let me play a little music, and I want you to hear what I believe is the best that Lindsey Graham has ever done in his political life. And I've talked about Lindsey Graham on this program before, senator from Louisiana, and I've not been happy in a lot of things that Lindsey Graham has done. And we've had, even in the past, we had some exclusive audio that exclusive to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics when I got to question Senator Graham on a couple of things. But I do want you to know that the day was looking bleak for Judge Kavanaugh. And just like in an old Western movie, the cavalry came through, and it was led by Senator Lindsey Graham. So let me play. I got a little music leading up, and then we'll play Lindsey Graham's speech that changed it around, and Judge Kavanaugh. We'll get to the rest of it, of what's going on, because there is a one-week delay to the vote for the FBI. We're going to talk about that later, but first, let's listen to the speech that turned it around and started saving the day for Judge Kavanaugh.
Are you aware that at 9:23 on the night of July the 9th, the day you were nominated to the Supreme Court by President Trump, Senator Schumer said, 23 minutes after your nomination, "I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have. I have a bipartisan, and I hope a bipartisan majority will do the same. The stakes are simply too high for anything less." Well, if you weren't aware of it, you are now. Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it, because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. Do you consider this a job interview?
The advice and consent role is like a job.
You consider that you've been through a job interview.
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution. Which
would you say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. Your high school yearbook. You have interacted with professional women all your life, not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop. Here's my understanding. If you lived a good life, people would recognize it. Like the American Bar Association has the gold standard. His integrity is absolutely unquestioned. He is the very circumspect in his personal conduct, harbors no biases or prejudices. He's entirely ethical, is a really decent person. He is warm, friendly, unassuming. He's the nicest person. The ABA. The one thing I can tell you, you should be proud of, Ashley. You should be proud of this, that you raised a daughter who had the good character to pray for Dr. Ford. To my Republican colleagues, if you vote no, you're legitimizing the most despicable thing I have seen in my time in politics. You want this seat? I hope you never get it. I hope you're on the Supreme Court. That's exactly where you should be. And I hope that the American people will see through this charade. And I wish you well, and I intend to vote for you, and I hope everybody who's fair-minded will.
Now, to me, that's the greatest speech that Senator Lindsey Graham has ever given in his entire political career. And it came at an important time. Well, like I said, it looked like Judge Kavanaugh was going down in defeat, and he's a good man. And Dr. Ford's testimony, even though it was compelling, like President Trump said, where is the collaborating evidence? There is none there. And Judge Kavanaugh had his summer notes, his calendar of where he was. And then if you didn't understand that, he said that his father, instead of keeping a diary, had kept calendars and notes of each day and started that in 1978. And Judge Kavanaugh, as a high schooler, thought that was a good thing his dad was doing. So he started doing the same thing, keeping calendars as diaries. And so that's why he had a calendar for 1982 when he was in high school. And he showed where he'd marked at that time, had not added any additions, and showed where there's no way he could have been at a party that Dr. Ford had alleges that he was at, and where she alleged that he had tried to rape her and then put his hand over her mouth, and then she thought he was going to kill her. And so when you look at this testimony, even though compelling Dr. Ford was, like most people say, I do believe there's something that happened very bad in her life. And was it Judge Brett Kavanaugh? She says it is, but he says it wasn't. And then the people that she said were at the same party have all said that they don't remember it happening. They don't ever remember that, and they cannot collaborate what she's saying. No one can. So that's where Senator Lindsey Graham stood up and said what this is. And if you heard at the end of the speech, he said, I hope you never get this seat. He was pointing and talking to the Democratic side of the committee because he knows they don't like Judge Kavanaugh. They said from the beginning when President Trump appointed him or nominated him that they would fight. Schumer said he'd fight for everything he has to keep him off the seat. And that's exactly what Judge Kavanaugh said. Instead of advising consent, it became a seek and destroy. And in a minute, we're going to play a little bit of Judge Kavanaugh's opening statement. You know, there was, 8 to 10 hours of testimony So there's no way we're going to get in all the testimony. I want you to know what you need to know. And that after it was all said and done, he should have been voted on. But there was one Republican who did vote to bring it out of committee, and that was Senator Flake from Arizona, who is not running for re-election. He'll be leaving the Senate, and yet they need his vote for Judge Kavanaugh. And so he, after a lot of, I think every one of the Democrats said, we need an FBI investigation reopened, when they said it won't bring anything out. But it's delay, delay, and they talked this one Republican into delaying it another week. And we'll have more to say about that in a minute. But let me just remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. We're glad to have you. This is the time of year that politics intensify. It's a midterm election. It's a month before the elections. And after last week, what we heard Senator Kennedy from Louisiana call an intergalactic it was just chaos. Intergalactic freak show is what he said, but it was political chaos last week and perpetuated by the Democrats pulling out everything they can to stop Judge Kavanaugh from getting on the Supreme Court. Why? Because he will tilt it more to a conservative angle, and they're doing everything they can to stop that. It's a shame. It's a sham. And now we're waiting again this week to see an FBI investigation come to a conclusion. But I just want to tell you that through it all, you listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're going to bring in some new things in the coming weeks about the election, in the midterms, where they're headed. It's a toss-up. Nobody knows if the House and Senate is going to stay in Republican hands or go to Democrat. There's so many districts in play. I will remind you, go back to the archive section. We have a great interview with the Republican candidate for the United States Senate in New York, Shell Farley. Go back and listen to that. Share it with your friends in New York. And then we on the other side of the country, on the border of Texas and Mexico, we have a representative is Dr. Ray Gonzalez. He's an attorney and a medical doctor, and he is running for a seat right there on the border where the Democrats have always seemed to win. But he is putting together a game plan and a great campaign. So listen to that. And if you got friends down in Texas, send them a link to the show. But go back and listen to those shows, and we'll have some more candidates, and we'll talk about the importance of the election. Everybody knows the importance, but we'll try to help separate the facts from fiction and what you need to know. So keep listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, especially here in the next 4 to 5 weeks. We'll be bringing shows that are very important for you to understand what's going on. And hopefully that you can get those linked out and tell your friends and neighbors about it as we continue to grow our audience, especially during election season. It seems more people are tuning in. We appreciate that. Let me remind you, you can go to the website, www.docholliday.org. That's Doc Holliday's Holiday of Two L's. But go there. You can order the book. We got a book called Bedrock Truths, and it's written by Dr. Ed Holliday, Dr. Alveda King, and Dr. Alex McFarland. So please go there and order that book. And I will say that we appreciate everybody checking out the different things and about did put out a health care plan. Now, I want more candidates to be looking at that uses blockchain technology. Then you can go to our Facebook page, Dr. Ed Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Go to that Facebook page, like it, listen what we have there. We put some things there. We can't get on the show every week. So, but there is a health care plan out there that got it put together to give the outline of a health care plan that can replace Obamacare and make health care better for every American across this nation. So you can check out that on our Facebook page also. Now, I'm getting on the second half of the show. I do want to play this clip from Judge Kavanaugh. And as he introduced himself in defending himself in his opening statement, take a listen to Judge Kavanaugh.
Thank you for allowing me to make my statement. I wrote it myself yesterday afternoon and evening. No one has seen a draft or it except for one of my former law clerks. This is my statement. Less than 2 weeks ago, Dr. Ford publicly accused me of committing wrongdoing at an event more than 36 years ago when we were both in high school. I denied the allegation immediately, categorically, and unequivocally. All four people allegedly at the event, including Dr. Ford's longtime friend, Ms. Kaiser, have said they recall no such event. Her longtime friend, Ms. Kaiser, said under penalty of felony that she does not know me and does not believe she ever saw me at a party ever. Here is the quote from Ms. Kaiser's attorney's letter. Quote, simply put, Ms. Kaiser does not know Mr. Kavanaugh, and she has no recollection of ever being at a party or gathering where he was present with or without Dr. Ford. End quote. Think about that fact. The day after the allegation appeared, I told this committee that I wanted a hearing as soon as possible to clear my name. I demanded a hearing for the very next day. Unfortunately, it took the committee 10 days to get to this hearing. In those 10 long days, as was predictable and as I predicted, my family and my name have been totally and permanently destroyed by vicious and false additional accusations. The 10-day delay has been harmful to me and my family, to the Supreme Court, and to the country. When this allegation first arose, I welcomed any kind of investigation, Senate, FBI, or otherwise. The committee now has conducted a thorough investigation, and I've cooperated fully. I know that any kind of investigation, Senate, FBI, Montgomery County Police, whatever, will clear me. Listen to the people I know. Listen to the people who have known me my whole life. Listen to the people I've grown up with and worked with and played with and coached with and dated and taught and gone to games with and had beers with. And listen to the witnesses who allegedly were at this event 36 years ago. Listen to Ms. Kaiser. She does not know me. I was not at the party described by Dr. Ford. This confirmation process has become a national disgrace. The Constitution gives the Senate an important role in the confirmation process, but you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
Indeed, Judge Kavanaugh was defending his name, his reputation, his family, and it is a intergalactic freak show what the Democratic Party has done in cooperating with their allies and trying to smearing this good man's name. Now, what they said is, let's hear Dr. Ford. And they gave her a powder puff prosecution, asking her questions from the Republican side. And maybe that was to the benefit. So it wouldn't look like old white men asking her questions. Maybe that'll, when it's all said and done, people say that was the best thing. But I know one thing is that Judge Kavanaugh was losing that hearing, even defending himself vigorously, until Lindsey Graham stood up, and then after that, other senators did, and they moved the powder puff prosecutor over to the side, and she didn't get involved anymore after Judge Kavanaugh was in the hearing, and after Lindsey Graham said it's time, basically said it's time to send the cavalry in, and they did it, and then not only Lindsey Graham, but the other senators and there got to question Judge Kavanaugh and pointing to the Democratic side. And still, the question is, who leaked that letter? Dr. Ford wanted anonymity, and she was guaranteed that. Senator Feinstein said it wasn't her or her staff, but somebody leaked that letter. If you want an FBI investigation, the Democrats ought to agree to have an investigation on who leaked that letter to make this such an intergalactic freak show, a circus that it should not have happened in the United States Senate. And yet, that's the constitutional, not a crisis, the constitutional direction that we have in a democracy, and it's held up for over 200 years strongly. And that's where our Constitution gives a place to bend. And even in the Senate hearing, that's part of the Constitution process to advise and consent. Even though it's a circus, it's still democracy at work, because the Republicans won elections. They're in charge. The Democrats are mad, and they want power to say this is not democracy. That is wrong. I think it's Kamala Harris, the senator from California, said this is a democracy, and she ought to know elections have consequences. The president won an election by the American people. He put up a nomination for Supreme Court, and the Republicans are in charge because the people put the Republicans in charge, and that is democracy, Senator Harris. And what they're doing to smear Judge Kavanaugh in this mockery, in this circus, to try anything to keep him from being placed on Supreme Court, and they want to buy time when they're losing. They say, let's keep the clock going, and that's what happened. And that's what happened when they surrounded and got Senator Flake from Arizona to at least say, let's have an FBI investigation. You heard right there in Judge Brett Kavanaugh's statement, his opening statement, said he didn't mind any investigation because he knew it would prove him innocent. The thing is, why wait 10 days? And now they want to wait 7 more days. And it's the Democrats' plan, if they can't win, to keep delaying it, hoping something will come up this week. This show is recorded and then it starts on Monday. What other freak shows are going to come out during the week in the woodwork out of the Democratic allies who want to spend, and they're already spending millions of dollars to keep this good man off the Supreme Court? I don't know. I shudder to think what's going to come out in all this wild circus. And the FBI was put together to investigate quickly, within a week's time. And it shouldn't go no longer than a week. I hope they make it short. There's not a lot more they can do. They used the investigation that the Senate staff did. But that is what's going on because of Senator Flake in Arizona. But I will say, there would not be an FBI investigation if the Republicans had to vote. So that tells me they're 3 or 4 votes short. And then the others, besides Senator Flake, it's Senator Collins from Maine, Senator Murkowski from Alaska. They can only lose one Republican because it's 51-49, Republicans to Democrats. And they can only lose one Republican, and then the vice president would have to vote if it was a tie. So very important to know. Very important to know that. And the reason that President Trump called in an FBI investigation, and he was very compliant. He wasn't obnoxious. He wasn't defiant. They said, look, Mr. President, if we want Judge Kavanaugh, we're going to have to go along with this, do the FBI investigation, get it quickly, and then so we can get the votes from Senator Flake, Senator Murkowski, Senator Collins, hopefully. And there could be a Joe Manchin, the one Democrat, that may come over. And maybe a Heitkamp, senator from North Dakota. Those are the things that are going on. And last week was a part of American history that I hope is never repeated. But it shows the power grab the Democrats know they've lost some power. They see the intensity of the Supreme Court that they have used for years, for decades, ever since Franklin D. Roosevelt. They've used the Supreme Court to push things they couldn't get through in the ballot box and legislation, and they fear losing that power of the Supreme Court that they've had, that they've held a sway, that has given them wins that they can't win at the ballot box. And if they lose that, it could be decades that the conservatives could be in charge. They understand that, and that's why they're smearing a good man's name. They have no shame to do that if they can win. It's all about winning power, and they don't have the power, and they are so desperate since Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in the election. And President Obama told us elections have consequences. And he said, he told Republicans, you want to do something, to go out and win elections. They did. And now the Democrats are saying, I don't care, we lost the election, we're going to stop this by any means necessary. And they're smearing a good man's name. And that is wrong. And I hope the American people understand that and get out and vote against every Democrat come November, because that they have shown the raw nastiness of wanting power, and they don't deserve to have it. Like Lindsey Graham said, I hope you never get the seat, when he's pointing at the Democrats. They don't deserve it. And American people have voted. Elections have consequences, and I hope this election coming up will fire conservatives, Republicans all around. If you want Donald Trump to keep moving ahead and shaking things up, you better make sure the Democrats don't get back in power. That's Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're going to be digging into these midterm elections. See you next week. God bless you. God bless America.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.